Chapter 11. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is healing. One of the names of God is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Before God manifested in the flesh as Jesus, he made a promise to his covenanted people, Israel. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. There are several recorded instances of individual and corporate healings in the Old Testament. The popular ones include the healing of Hezekiah, Naaman, Nebuchadnezzar, and Israel. After the whole nation came under judgment of a plague when David sinned by conducting a census. These prove God's ability to heal even before the New Testament. As a matter of fact, by his name, Jehovah Rapha, we know that healing is a part of his identity, his innate character, who he is. God is healing, and healing is God. This makes perfect sense. The one who created the body knows exactly how to repair it. Fast forward to the New Testament. Jesus, in his manifesto, proclaimed that he was anointed to heal the sick. In Mark chapter 7, a Greek woman from Syrian Phoenicia pleaded with Jesus for the healing and deliverance of her daughter. Jesus gave her a somewhat shocking answer. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Let's give some context. The woman was Greek. In other words, she was a Gentile, outside the covenant of Abraham. Jesus referred to the healing and deliverance she sought as bread. Finally, he made it clear that the bread was the entitlement of the children of the house, the people of the covenant, the Jews. In other words, she was not entitled to the promise and its benefits because she was not a child of the house. She didn't have locus or legal standing to be making claims on what rightfully belonged to the heirs of the promise. We, Christians, though Gentiles, are partakers of the covenant through Christ. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 to 29. Therefore, as Abraham's seed through Christ, we are heirs to the promise. What promise? Everything God promised Abraham, including the bread of healing. It is now our right. It is now our portion. We are no longer dogs, outsiders, or aliens to the covenant. We are partakers by virtue of the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus, in his earthly ministry, healed diverse diseases, raised the dead, cast out demons, and made people whole. What is your trouble? Jesus can make you whole. Appropriate what is yours. You are a child of the house. It is your right. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures and paralytics, and he healed them. Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 to 24. God's healing is holistic. He doesn't just heal your physical body, he also makes you whole. Meaning he heals you spiritually, emotionally, and psychologically as well. In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, Jesus declared that he had been sent to heal the brokenhearted. And we know in Luke chapter 17 that after the 10 lepers were cleansed, the one who came back for further engagement with Jesus had more than physical healing. He was made whole. I pray for you this day that God would touch you and make you whole, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is healing.